First, her government is polling poorly and many commentators are calling on her to quit, but the Prime Minister Julia Gillard basked in vigorous applause from thousands of people at a rally in Sydney today. She told the audience of disabled people and their carers that the government would start to contribute to the National Disability Insurance Scheme from July next year. There were similar rallies around the country. Brendan Trembath reports.
She woke up to newspaper headlines such as Julia on the brink and contrite PM in crisis control. But the Prime Minister Julia Gillard was still very welcome at this large event at Homebush in Western Sydney.
Prime Minister of Australia, Julia Gillard.
The PM came with a timely announcement for the thousands of disabled people and their carers in the audience. Last year, Australia's Productivity Commission recommended that the federal government provide insurance cover for all Australians in the event of a significant disability. Julia Gillard wants to get a move on with that.
We will launch a full year sooner than the Productivity Commission suggested. From the middle of next year, select launch sites around the country will begin serving around 10,000 people with disability, growing to 20,000 people from the middle of 2014.
That's her plan anyway, but the federal opposition sees a looming problem.
The NDIS is a very worthy scheme, but it sounds to me like the dying days of a government where they make big heroic announcements about massive programs and they won't tell you how they're going to pay for it.
The Shadow Treasurer Joe Hockey has put the total cost into perspective.
It's $8 billion a year. For someone on $67,000 a year, it's roughly an extra $1,000 a year in tax. Are Australians prepared to pay that? Well, let's find out from the Australian people.
One of the thousands of Australians at the rally in Sydney was Claire Conroy, whose 11-month-old son has a crushed spinal cord. His name is Evander, just like the world champion American boxer. Claire Conroy says her son's a fighter too, but he can't stand on his own.
He's really needing intensive therapies, and also equipment is the other main thing that he needs, standing frames, wheelchairs, all of that sort of thing.
It all adds up.
We have two other children, so there's lots of costs in our family already. There's certain equipment that's provided, wheelchairs, but other things aren't on the list, and we have to go to charities like Variety, I think, and other charities in order to get that equipment. So, yeah, it's all very important, but otherwise it comes from our own pocket, which, yeah, we don't really have.
Why do you think it's so important that people with disabilities and their families and friends get some sort of support nationally from the taxpayer?
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of strain on the taxpayers, but I think people with disabilities, they're a very needy group, and they're saying inside there that every Australian counts, and they should have every right to what every other Australian has in terms of their needs.
Alan Hamilton, who went to the rally with Claire Conroy and Evander, approves of Julia Gillard's announcement.
I think it was great to hear, for everyone to hear, that the Prime Minister was going to start pilot programs in this budget, and some people are going to make the system work and make sure it works before they launch it to the nation.
But Mr. Hamilton is concerned about what might become of the National Disability Insurance Scheme.
We only hope that Mr. Abbott, when he becomes the Prime Minister, will make sure that he continues what's been started today. Yeah,
you're tipping an Abbott Prime Ministership.
Well, it's likely, isn't it? So, yeah.
Alan Hamilton, who attended today's Disability Insurance Rally in Sydney with Brendan Trembath.